going down. Welcome, welcome, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Sean Smith 3-Point Stance with my co-host Drew Garrison on episode number 2, season 2. All right, we have a lot to talk about with the 3-Point Stance, with the 53-man roster cuts happening and guys getting claimed. We might even have a special guest from the NFC East,
yeah.
That's division, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, let's get into it with these roster cuts, man. How do you feel? Were you shocked by anything that happened so far?
There was some guys like with some bigger names, like Logan Ryan was on the move. That one kind of caught me off guard. I didn't like, you know, as a Bengals fan, there weren't really any shocks from the Bengals. I didn't see the last preseason game. I was up in Ann Arbor, in Michigan, chilling out. So I got engaged last weekend, man.
Oh man, well, congratulations,
taking the plunge,
congratulations, man.
I had to give her a ring before she got smart and left.
Well, at least somebody got a ring this year. Getting a ring this year, like the Bengals, right?
Yeah. February is technically next year, so I guess that makes sense. You're right. We'll get ours in February.
But just had to give you a little hard time, man. Just had to give you a hard time, man.
Hey, actually, before we get to these cuts, man, we haven't been in here. What do you think about the Aaron Donald situation in the joint practice with the Bengals when he was swinging helmets and shit?
That's some shit I would have done.
He had two of them.
Yeah, but I mean, I just let you know he pulled it off somebody's head. It wasn't his. It was him pulling off the head. I mean, the bra. Come on, man. You got to understand. I think it was a lot of animosity because, you know, the Bengals lost the Super Bowl to them.
Oh, yeah.
Also, you know, he was kicking their ass all week in practice. I mean, my guy, Coach Henney, the D-line coach for the Rams, also played for the Bengals, was sitting there telling me, you know, it was just like he was kicking his ass. AD didn't even start it. He was trying to break it up, and that's just how it went down. You know, when a brawl like that, temperatures are flaring, it's hot, training camp, you know what I mean? So, hey, it is what it is. I don't think I'm glad they didn't suspend him. I'm glad everything, it is what it is. Typical training camp fight. There's no difference.
See, that's what people were saying to me. Like, even a lot of Bengals fans on Twitter, I was like, stop saying Aaron Donald should be suspended. He shouldn't because, and yeah, he swung the helmets. Yeah, Myles Garrett did it in the game. But I was trying to explain to people the difference, and they didn't seem to get it, is the NFL doesn't really.
See what the key thing you said? In the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Game versus practice is totally different. Guys fight all the time in practice.
That's what I was trying to tell people. People are like, oh, so safety only matters in a game. I'm like, no, you don't get it. That's not how the NFL works. The NFL doesn't police practices like they do a game. It's totally different. It's on the team. You think the fucking Rams are going to suspend Aaron Donald? Hell no.
Come on, it's the same guy that just won a Super Bowl for you and was thinking about contemplating on retiring.
So I was getting like shit on because people thought I was just talking my opinion, but I'm like, that's just how the league works. Like, the NFL is not going to do anything for practice suspensions. Like, they just don't do it.
Man, you know that, but it's all the everybody I think they know on the outside and the Twitter fingers people I tell you on social media that always have something to say. You know what I mean?
I've been talking shit on Twitter lately. I've been getting heat, man. I like to. So what I do is I'm bored. I know because, like, I got, like, 7,000 followers or something. Like, nothing crazy for, like, a regular dude. But I just know, like, I'll get bored of, like, watch. I bet I can get the Ravens fans mad as hell.
So, when you start controversy and start some good banner, it just raises the rise. And then just, like, everybody's going crazy on these spaces and everything. And I'm just like, man, the season hasn't even fucking started. It's preseason. He's going to get two guys that's getting cut. You know, oh, we got this, we're going to be this. No, fuck that, yo. It's preseason. Now that we got down to these fucking 53-man cut roster cuts right now with these teams, now we're going to see who's ready to come out swinging and banging for this first week 1, 2, 3, and 4. You know who's going to start fast.
Yeah, I can't take too much away from preseason, man. I got a buddy that's a big Browns fan, and when he said it to me, I was like, man, that shit makes a lot of sense. He was like, I don't give a shit about preseason because one time I saw Brandon Weeden look like a Pro Bowler in the preseason.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah. One of the guys that's not even playing, that didn't even play no more that season. You know what I mean? But also, you got, you know, you just got to run with the punches. But it's going to be interesting to see, man. I want to see what the Jets do. I want to see what the Lions do because they're fucking killing me on Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks is fucking.
Bro, that shit is so good.
Funny though, Dan Campbell's a great guy. Like I told you before, I play with that fucking guy. It's just, it's awesome just to hear him, his terminology, how he is, his coaching staff, AG, dudes going at it. I mean, that's fucking real competitive guys that want to win. You wouldn't, the way they practice, you wouldn't think they were sucked ass last year.
Yeah, they had the second overall pick.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But, I mean, it is.
I think they're a quarterback away.
Quarterback, I just think, yeah, think about it. They lost a lot of games last year by 3 points or less. It wasn't like they was getting their ass kicked. So, I was going to be interested in that. Like I told you, those was one of my sleeper teams I'm pulling for. But like I said,
I like Dan Campbell. Maybe like, I don't care if you got two toes and we're going to whoop your ass, man. Like whatever he said. Like just the shit he comes up with his one-liners, it's entertaining. I watch Hard Knocks no matter what teams are.
It's fucking entertaining, man. But like let's say cuts, you know, one of the biggest cuts I've seen names that came across was Leatherwood from the Raiders. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He got claimed by somebody.
The Bears. The Bears picked him up.
The Bears picked him up, which was I thought Dallas would have tried to, you know, but the Bears had a higher priority than the Cowboys probably anyway. So
Ian Rappaport said that they tried to trade him to everybody and they got 31 no's. Like nobody wanted to trade for him.
Yeah,
and I thought it was a contract.
But why trade for a guy when he's about to get cut?
That's kind of what it was.
Think about
the Bears picked up his contract.
But everybody that Oakland drafted with Maylock and Gruden and fucking gone. It's like basically what typical all bust. You know what I mean? Like, I hate to say it. I hate to call guys a bust because shit, I played in this league. It's hard to make it to this fucking league, but it's also hard to stay in this league. It's not about just getting there. You know what I mean? I think guys forget about that.
They had Ruggs who was in the drunk driving accident, so he was cut. They got Leatherwood, who they just flat out waived. They got Josh Jacobs, and they haven't picked up his fifth year, so he's going into the last year of his deal. So it's kind of that was a big one too. There weren't any like huge names that I felt like really really shocked me though. Like nothing really.
You're right about that. You know, because the name that I'm interested to see what's going to happen with is Odell Beckham Jr. when he's ready to come. Word on the street is supposed to be ready come in October, early November. So,
that's what I was hearing. I feel like he ends up back with the Rams though. Like, I'm maybe not. Maybe there's another team that's you know.
I think he's gonna want to go to a contender. Come on, now you think about it. That late in the season, you want to go somebody that got a chance and still got a shot to make.
The Rams are gonna have a shot, right?
Man, I don't know, man. I mean, like I said, man, I'm interested to see what's going to happen these first 4 weeks to see what really goes down, period.
Right.
That's from everywhere. Just like I'm interested to see what Baker's going back to Cleveland to play as a starting quarterback.
Is that game in Cleveland?
I believe the game is in Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken. It doesn't matter whether it's in Cleveland or not.
Either way, yeah, you know how Baker is.
But, I mean – the national, the demeanor in his interview, the way his face looking and everything, is like, I want to whoop the fuck out of their ass. Like,
he said that, yeah, that some, I can't remember who it was. It was a lady. She was on a podcast and she said she talked to Baker and she was like, what do you think, you know, for week one? I guess he said, he's like, I'm going to fuck him up. And as a Bengals fan, we always got pissed off Baker all the time. He was pissed off when, you know, they fired Hugh Jackson and we hired Hugh because he had beef with Hugh, lit us up. We got him the first game after they got rid of Odell after all that drama. He lit us up. Like, we all – Bengals fans know all about pissed off Baker. And Cleveland's about to get it with – now, I will say this. Jadeveon Clowney does not – he hates him is what everything I've heard. That's why it took Clowney so long to sign back. He said, I wouldn't have signed back if Baker was here, but we got Deshaun Watson, so I'm in. But I don't I just
– but nobody wanted him. I mean, you notice ever since all that drama – all of Baker commercials went away.
Gone. gone. They should have had one about moving, right? Like a progressive commercial about moving. So he could have done that.
That'd be interesting. That'd be interesting. You know what I mean? But it's just interesting.
He does that with a chip on his shoulder, but he's also got Clowney, he's got Garrett coming after him, you know, and the Browns secondary is really good. So, you know, Watson's not going to be there. Obviously, the offense is going to be a little bit different, but when I look at Cleveland, I think that they could still be in it for a playoff spot after Watson's 11 games are up because they got a good defense. They've got Nick Chubb, who's second in the league in rushing yards the last 2 years. So they can play defense, they can run the ball, they'll be in game. So I think that they might be there. But that Baker rematch week one, man, that's must see. You can't see what I got set up here, but I got five TVs in this room. So
are you ready?
When football comes around, man, I got the Bengals on the big TV. I got four little ones, two on each side, so I'll have all the games on. I'm going to be locked in on that one because Baker do that crazy stuff.
They come to Carolina.
Oh, okay. It's still going to be a big one, but it would have been a little bit crazier if it was in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, since we already kind of talked about a little bit of cuts, it wasn't no surprise cuts like that, to be honest with you. Let's just jump into – let's go down the schedule for week one. New Orleans at Atlanta.
That's going to be New Orleans, man. Atlanta's a little bit away from getting back. They've been through all the turmoil. They got Ridley out. I'm not big on Mariota, honestly. He's probably going to start.
Adam in Tennessee is going. I'm going with Atlanta.
I got New Orleans. I got New Orleans all right. On that.
I got Atlanta. San Fran at Chicago.
Man, I don't get all this Trey Lance hype. I don't know if you've seen something different. I've seen is shit where he's wearing shorts.
First of all, it's nothing about the Trey Lance. Just fuck the hype. Jimmy G is still on the roster and still there.
Changed his deal so he could stay.
So what does that tell you? Jimmy G sees something that everybody else doesn't get to see. He's at practice every day.
Well, he hasn't been in the building. They said he wasn't in meetings or nothing.
Well, they probably tell him to stay away, but I'm just saying he's been around. In the offseason, he's seen it. You know what I'm saying? He's just seen what's going on.
That tells me one of two things. That tells me that either they don't believe in Trey Lance, so they want Jimmy there because he knows everything. He's been doing NFC champ. He went to a Super Bowl with them. Or Jimmy's shoulder's a little bit worse than he's letting on, and he doesn't want to have to take a physical for somebody.
You might have a point there, sir. You might have a point there. Oh, man. Next game. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati.
Come on, man. Look behind me. Look what I'm wearing. Look at everything in this room.
I didn't ask you what you was wearing and what the fuck was behind you. I just asked you.
Pittsburgh. You know how I'm coming. We're going to bust their ass.
All right.
Week one.
Oh, man.
TJ Watt is overrated as fuck.
It's going to be a toss-up because I don't know if – still got to see what the Bengals O-line, but I think Joe Mixon is going to have another great season this year. It's just going to be interesting to see what happens, just to be honest with you.
Pittsburgh hasn't named a starter yet, but it's going to be Trubisky, I think.
Yeah, but he's going to be on a short lease, I believe.
I mean, I'm sick of people, too. Don't give me this shit. Kenny Pickett reminds me of Joe Burrow. I've been seeing that too much. Come on, dog. Come on. Kenny Pickett doesn't remind anybody of Joe Burrow. He's just white. That's all it is. That's the only similarity between those two dudes. I don't want to hear no more of that. I've been seeing too much of that on Twitter. So who you got? You got Bengals or Steelers? I'm going Bengals by like 10-17.
I'm going Bengals, but I'm just saying it should be a good game. It's a rival game, division game. You're starting the season out of a division game. That's huge.
I don't know. Ever since Zach Taylor got into town, man, we own Pittsburgh. Ryan Finley is still their daddy, if you really look at it. Remember that Monday night game? Third string Ryan Finley lit him up.
Yeah. You're right about that.
That was like a turning point.
You're right about that.
I'll talk shit about Pittsburgh for an hour. You got to just keep going, or I'll sit here and talk shit.
I know you will. Shit, I'm about to ask you about the Philly-Detroit.
I like Detroit. I like Dan Campbell and everything, but I think Philly's gonna do that. Jalen Hurts is under a lot of pressure. They went and got him A.J. Brown. They got him all the weapons. This is a prove-it year. I think Jalen Hurts is going to do well. So I got Philly in that one.
All right. I got Philly, too. I'm going with Philly. New England, Miami.
Where's that one at?
At Miami.
At Miami, I think – give me Miami. Now, I don't believe in Tua. I think Tua sucks. But – Miami always gets New England in Miami. Now, it's
he's riding a fucking cheetah bandwagon. Oh, boo.
No. I think Tyreek's overrated. He's just fast. He's otherworldly fast. He's crazy fast, but I think he's overrated.
Got you.
Something about New England going to Miami, though.
I'm going to New England. New England always have their number, man. You know. So I'm just being honest with you.
Not in Miami, they don't, though. Miami always seems to get that game in Miami.
We'll see. Baltimore at New York Jets.
I got Baltimore on that. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, with Lamar going into a contract year without a new deal. He's been liking pictures of him photoshopping Dolphins jerseys and shit. Joe
Flacco, Super Bowl champion, going against his fucking old team.
Is Zach Wilson back or no?
Come on, man. You know. Joe Flacco, my guy. Joe Flacco. Joe. There's more than one Joe quarterback named Joe, okay? All right. Not Joe Burrow.
Joe Flacco was a thief. Right. He's a thief, dog. He stole money from Denver and Baltimore.
Hey, it doesn't matter. He call him whatever the fuck you want to call him, but guess what? he has a fucking Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, you better think Anquan Boldin.
Hey, I think whoever the hell the fuck he wants to think, he has a ring. Like they say, Jerry White used to say, "Show me the money."
So you think the Jets knock off Baltimore week one? That would be good for me. But
I like all the good fucking matches. I'm going Jets. Jets. Jets.
That's upset alert.
Yeah, Cleveland at Carolina.
Our guest looks like he's in here, but I can't see him on the screen yet, so hopefully that gets fixed. I got Carolina in that one, man. I don't know why. I think Cleveland's defense is going to be very good, but they're going to be a team where you can stack the box and make Jacoby Brissett beat you, and I don't know that he's going to beat that many teams. The Baker edge, I don't know if something's going to happen. I think Carolina wins.
Yeah.
I want to know about McCaffrey, though, because McCaffrey, he fucked me over in about three fantasy leagues last year.
Yeah, but you get him early, get going, and then he gets hurt. So, hey, you better take him while you can early.
I'm not touching him this year. Who you got now? You didn't give a pick.
I'm going Carolina.
Okay.
I'm going Carolina. Indy at Houston. Another division game.
Indy at Houston. I got Indy. I think Indy's going to be good with Matt Ryan, and they got Jonathan Taylor back also.
I'm going Indy too. Yeah, I can't even disagree with you. I'm going Indy.
I think the Jonathan Taylor factor is going to be it. I think Davis Mills looked all right last year, but he's not the guy going forward. So I think they struggle again this year.
Yep, you're right about that. Giants at Tennessee.
I got to go Tennessee on that one, man. I don't trust Daniel Jones at all. I just don't think he's very good. I feel like a big hater today. I feel like I'm hating a lot of people today. But
you're not fucking hating. Come on, Dave Dabo, first-year head coach. He's going to try to be the New England fake-ass bully, fake-ass Italian wannabe mobster-ass guy. I said a lot just then. So I think Titans, Mike Vrabel and them come out with a run game and they're trying to just dominate. You know what I mean? They're trying to pound it with Derrick Henry. You know what I mean? And I also think Tannehill's on a short leash.
Malik Willis will be their starter.
Yeah, but
by midseason.
Week 10. Green Bay at Minnesota.
I'm going with the kind of the upset there with Minnesota, just because, you know, there's been the reports of Rodgers struggling with these new young receivers. I think Aaron Jones is in line for a big year because I think they'll run the ball more. But I think it's going to take Aaron a little bit of time. He's still that's a bad dude. I think he'll be fine. But week one, I think that maybe Minnesota kind of catches him as he's kind of getting used to the new receivers and getting into a groove.
I'm going Green Bay. Come on, man. State Farm. How can you not?
Something just tells me.
The belt. Come on, bro.
Something just tells me Kirk Cousins might give him one of them. You like that. You know, I think Dalvin Cook will be early in the season. He'll be healthy. Dalvin Cook's that's a bad dude, too. I don't think the Vikings are going to. Like, the Packers are still going to win that division. I just have a feeling that for some reason, week one, it's just a little shaky for Rodgers.
It sounds good. What about Kansas City at Arizona, baby?
I got KC on that one. I think that the Chiefs are in for a big step back this year. I think Tyreek was so much of their offense. I know Kelsey's still there. Juju doesn't concern me really at all. Sky Moore, I think he'll be good, but I think that the Chiefs are going to – I think they're going to be third or fourth in their division this year.
Yo, you said all of that, and you didn't even say Travis Kleese. Are you fucking serious?
Well, I mean – hey, well,
bro, are you fucking serious right now? Are you cannot – come on, we're talking about the Chiefs right now.
They got no running back. They've got no running game. You can lock down Kelsey. You can make Kelsey the focal point of who you have to stop. Now I know that's hard because he runs routes like a receiver, but he's got the body of a tight end. He's the best tight end in the league, probably. I'm not knocking Travis Kelsey by any means. I'm just saying that when you don't have Tyreek out there taking the top off your defense that you have to worry about, and you can focus in on the tight end.
Sky Moore has speed. Sky Moore has speed.
He don't got Tyreek speed, man.
Hey, okay. I guarantee you we're winning that first game, so it doesn't matter. Next, Las Vegas versus the Chargers.
Man, that's going to be a good game. Herb's really, really damn good. I think that the Raiders are going to have one of the best offenses in the league this year. Khalil Mack's the difference in that one. The Raiders have a little bit of a shakiness on their offensive line, so give me the Chargers week one.
I'm with you. I'm going Chargers. Next, Tampa Bay, the GOAT, Tom Brady versus Dak Prescott.
Man, come on. Tom Brady was born in a manger, man. I'm going with Tom Brady.
I'm going with Dallas at home.
Too many penalties, man. Them penalties are following them this year.
Once again, I thought you don't give a fuck about preseason.
I think Dak's super overrated, though. I'm kind of a Dak hater, too.
Yeah, you sucking up too much on Joe Burrow, huh? Correct. That's top five.
I would take Dak Prescott over Lamar Jackson, though.
Controversy. QB controversy.
Baltimore needs to win a game by throwing. Lamar's not doing it. Here's what Baltimore should do. This is off topic, but I'm gonna be real with you. Baltimore could save themselves a couple $100 million. Start Huntley, give him $50 million or whatever, and not experience a drop off. Huntley throws better than Lamar.
I hear you.
That's the hot take. You want to clip that? Put that. Let all the Ravens fans come to my Twitter, and they're the softest fan base on Twitter.
I hear you. I hear you.
They're gonna show me Lamar's stats from 3 years ago and shit.
I hear you. Jacksonville at Washington.
I got Washington in that one. I think Carson Wentz is going to have a good season. I don't think he's going to get back to that MVP level like he was that year with Philly. I think it was 2015. But he's got Scary Terry there. I think he'll bounce back there. I know Chase Young's out for the first 4 weeks, I believe, so that they're gonna kind of suffer there. But I think that you're gonna see from the Commanders. I'm still trying to not, I never got used to calling them the last name before the old name, but I think that they'll win that one.
He asked. He had to turn his camera on.
Yeah, I can see it down there. It looks like it's working at times, and at times it's not. Oh, there we go. There he is. How many more games we got? Then we'll bring him in after these predictions.
Huh?
How many more games we got? We'll get these predictions done and then bring him on.
Oh, this is the last. This is the last. This is the last prediction is Denver, Seattle.
Oh man, the Russ rematch. Where's that game at? It don't matter.
That's Seattle.
It don't matter, man. Geno Smith and Drew Lock's not it. Russ is still top 10. I think Russ a little overrated, but still top 10. They got weapons. They got Sutton. They got man, who's that young receiver? Jerry Judy. Out there. They'll win that one. Seattle's kind of. That's weird. They're in a rebuild, but Pete Carroll's like not feeling the rebuild. I thought that they would be in on Baker Mayfield. I thought they could have tried to be in on Jimmy, but there's no way that San Fran was trading him in the division. But yeah, I got Denver in that one.
Denver. I got Seattle.
For what?
I got Seattle at home. Spoiler. Upset, too much hype, too much pressure.
Could happen, man. You know, these week one games are weird. Teams that shouldn't lose are going to lose. Teams that are going to end up sucking are going to look like world beaters and all that. But so it looks like we do have our special guest. Looks like his camera's up and working now, so we got that all squared away. So we're going to bring in Washington Commanders defensive tackle Daniel Wise.
How you doing?
Daniel, what's up, man? How are you?
Doing well, man. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we doing all right.
Man, I'm just ready to get these games going.
Big on that.
I sit on Twitter 12 hours a day dealing with these dumbasses, man. I'm ready for the real game to start. We'd be finding dumb shit to argue about because everybody's bored.
That's all that is.
Facts, man. So, Daniel, man, congratulations on making the 53-man roster, man. Tell us a little bit about that. How did it feel got to kind of, you know, previous years in the NFL for you? You have to kind of been on the bubble of knowing if you're going to be on a practice squad or if you're just going to make it or you're going to be on the street, you know. I mean, you were undrafted. So just tell us a little bit, man. How does it feel?
Well, shoot, it feels great, man. 4 years of hard work. First time making a 53-man roster from undrafted. To being on practice squads, to being at home for a season. Hard work, man. And it's just consistency and dedication.
Got you. I mean, what was the biggest thing through your journey so far that you take away every day, you know, in the football?
The biggest thing, it will be just that's a lot of things, but I mean, one thing that you know, I always remind myself.
It gotta be just one. It don't just gotta be one thing. Tell us a couple of things, then, man. I mean, true.
I mean, throughout my journey, you know, being at home, I think hit the hardest. Not being on a team, knowing you know that my talents, I can play in the league. I think that hit me the hardest, and you know, during that journey alone, taught me a lot about patience. And you know how to deal with you know when you're not playing football. When you're playing football, you know you can just go out there and whatever you got going on in the world, you can just block it out and play football. When you don't have that football to release, you know
it's the only job you can whoop somebody's ass and not get in fucking trouble, bro. Like I tell people this shit all the time. Like, they be like, man, what are you guys like, yo, if I'm mad at the world, if I'm mad, somebody pissing me off, yeah, I can go lift weights. But on a football field, I could beat the shit out of you on the field, hit the shit out of you, and make you just like, yo. It's like, damn, I let my frustration out. I that's when you get the vent. Then also just the camaraderie, you know, in the locker room, traveling, you know, just you get in that routine. And I think a lot of people don't understand. It's like, damn, you get cut. You've been on that side. I've been on that side before. You get cut. It's like, damn, it's like you lost your best friend. Like, what do I do next?
Right, right.
Next. The phone calls ain't calling them. They don't be calling to check on you like that no more when you get cut. And see, you're like, damn, I thought we was better than that. They don't return that text. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Get a little lonely. But that's it's all cool, though. You know, taught me a lot in a good way. So
I'm just blessed. How does it feel every day in camp when you know, like, you know, there was another D lineman that you were battling with, you know, for that spot? Is it? I know, you know, everybody in the NFL is a competitive dude. Everybody, you know, wants to win. But is it like, I don't know, was there somebody that you were like tight with in your position group that like, okay, now like I got to fight him for a spot? Does it ever get like real interesting, or is it usually just like professional and everything's cool? Or do you ever get like getting each other's ass sometimes?
You know what I mean? It's all of the above, but at the end of the day, it's professional. Everybody knows we're there for one reason, and that's to make the team. It never gets personal, you know. Especially, I mean, it's a good thing when you're dealing with guys who understand the game and whatnot, but it's all business. It's kind of like the best man wins, you know?
Yeah, you see, like, I was watching some shit. I watched, like, the And-One documentary. If you haven't seen that, the shit was dope. And these dudes were, like, fighting in the locker room and shit. But, that's obviously a little bit different than the NFL. But we were talking earlier, like, Aaron Donald's busting my Bengals players in the head and shit. So, like, I know it can get a little bit chippy out there, but I feel like probably most of the guys that are on a team, you're wearing the same colors, you know, you might get into it a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's like everybody's trying to feed their family, everybody's trying to stay on the team. But I didn't know if, like, yeah, sometimes I want to be like, maybe a punter start fighting the other punter while they're trying to win the job or something.
That'll make reels right there. If that ever happened, that never happened.
See, that's what I was hoping for with the Bengals fight when Aaron Donald's swinging helmets. I was hoping Kevin Huber run in and start kicking motherfuckers or something, you know, like spice it up a little bit. Get your internet fame up here.
Nah, man, they ain't doing that, man. Them guys ain't doing that, man. They too scared, man. Too scared.
People are like, what if he would have hit Joe Burrow? I'm like, man, Joe Burrow's about to get $250 million next year. That motherfucker's not going near a fight. He's drinking Gatorade.
I don't even think he was in the circle, nowhere near it. just being honest. You know what I'm
saying? Daniel, is this the first season going into week one that you've been on the 53? Is that what I was gathering earlier?
It is.
That's got to be a huge relief for you, man. Congratulations. Is it like when cuts are coming, like, are you finding this stuff out before? Because I feel like everything's on Twitter. Boom, 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 boom. Do people find that out, like, on Twitter that they're getting cut? Or is it still like, hey, come on in, coach needs your playbook?
Yeah, it's come on in, coach needs to play, but you find out. The guys, they know before it reached the internet.
Yeah, you know, because, shit, the Green Reaper be right there at the door waiting on you. Yeah, coach wants to see you right there. And you be trying to – hey, you walk in the building. If you walk with a group of guys, everybody trying to walk and look straight ahead. Nobody ain't looking to the right. You know what I mean? There's only the veterans that know they really on the team. Certain guys that really know they on the team just be walking around like it's –
Yeah,
cool. You know what I mean? I mean, it's kind of good because I was like, yo, it felt good this year because not only, you know, a lot of people don't know, I represent Daniel, me and my agency, my business partner, and Team Sports Agency. So this one's another kind of special to me, like how Fajoco with him. I've been with him, but with Daniel through the ups and downs, training him for the combine, draft, all-star game prep, did everything with him, and just to watch him through his journey is like a blessing because it's like, yo, he's like my little brother, but not my little brother. You know what I mean? Still a client, mentor to him, everything to him. So it's just funny the conversations we have, and just to see him in this situation is like, yo, we finally, I didn't have to worry about no call. My guy wasn't worried about nothing. He had a good preseason. Once again, another preseason with a sack. Every preseason, he gets a sack. You know what I mean? Started from his rookie year, so it's just like continuously. You know, he played good last year with Washington, so like we knew we was confident this year. And I mean, shit, he worked his fucking ass off this offseason, man. I mean, he worked his ass off.
You don't got to worry about, you know, do I have to move? Like, am I going from, you know, am I going to be from Washington? Do I got to go to L.A.? Like, pack everything up. And, you know, a big part of it is, you know, like me is, you know, just a football fan. I feel like I'm learning a lot of the inside of the games talking to you and the guests that you bring on. But a lot of people don't understand, like, for the player, you make that 53 that week one roster, your salary is guaranteed, right?
Well, if you're a vet, rookies is not guaranteed because you still get cut. Mm-hmm. And, you know what I mean, go back and forth. But at the end of the day, you make the 53-man roster. For the most part, you make the opening day roster. You should be there. You know what I mean?
Right. That's true, too.
Unless you're the total last man on the total pole and somebody get hurt and we need depth, so they got to, you know, release guys, man. Mm-hmm. So we do a thing on the show. Daniel, we asked you about your favorite food or different things. And so I'm going to let Drew go ahead and take that over. Drew, go ahead and hit him with a couple of them questions on whether it's Burger King, McDonald's, whatever, you know, what we normally do, whatever.
You know the first one I'm asking everybody, man. Best wing joint. Where do you go for the best wings?
Oh, man. Shit. If it's chain, it's Wingstop. If I'm in Dallas, you know, them little hood spots. I don't even know the name of them, but I'm going with
the hole in the wall.
The hole in the wall.
Hey, that's where the best. That's always where the best is. All right, but see, I had a Wingstop argument with Fajoco on here last season. What do you get at Wingstop? What's your go to at Wingstop?
Lemon pepper, of course.
See, we're good. Fajoco was talking shit.
What did he say?
He said that their Wingstop. He said Wingstop's lemon pepper wasn't that good. I'm like, come on, bro.
But you gotta understand, Fajoco just wants to be controversial. That's all he wants.
Yeah, he's going to Hollywood. The Chargers are putting him on the Instagram stories and shit too much. I think it's going to his head.
Hey, he's a fucking Instagram model now. That's how I'm gonna start calling him. Let's see that tonight. Hey, has anybody seen the Instagram model Fajoco? You know what I mean?
I'm glad somebody agrees with me on Wingstop. Back then I was going to Wingstop like once or twice a week. I haven't been in a little bit, but yeah. That's probably my biggest one, man. I always ask everybody where the best wings are, and I will see. I'm in Ohio. We got like a little local spot called Frickers. That's one of my favorites too. But the big chains, Wingstop can't be beat.
I agree.
Unless you get that Popeyes on the away game, we get ready to go for that away game. You know they're coming in with that Popeyes chicken now. And a biscuit.
I used to have to drive about a half hour to get Popeyes. They just put one in about 5 minutes from the house. So that's not good for me, man. I'm trying to lose weight for this wedding.
Gotcha.
I eat too much Popeyes. She's going to come walk down the aisle, turn around, and leave.
What's the other one? What's your favorite burger spot? Whataburger, McDonald's, Wendy's.
Whataburger?
Yeah.
See, I've never had that. We don't have that out here.
What do you have out there?
Sonic.
We don't really have it. Hey, Sonic is garbage. Look, the Sonic closest to my house is the worst fucking restaurant. It's just run. It's awful. But we have White Castle. Little Which burger. I think down south is called Crystal.
They don't have White Castle. They don't have White Castle, man. I grew up in White Castle. That's an East Coast thing. That shit give you the shits.
Hey, it's so good, but about 45 minutes later, you're paying for that.
Yeah, that's that Waffle House. That's that after the club meal right there. White Castle's, bro.
Yeah,
being straight up with you, man.
Let's do that. Breakfast food. Favorite breakfast food.
Shit.
You talking about restaurants or just like what I like? Like just, pancakes, eggs? Grits.
Just, yeah, restaurants.
Bacon or sausage?
Bacon.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I catch a lot of shit for this. I think turkey bacon's better than regular bacon.
It depends how it's cooked.
depends who house you at, bro. It depends who house you at, bro.
I like them both. I'm just saying I think turkey bacon's better.
I'm trying to think. Cheese eggs or regular eggs? Or over easy?
Shoot, I like my over hard. And I go regular. I'm lactose.
you gotta have over medium so you can break the yolk up and dip the toast in it. The toast soaked in butter.
I don't like all that yolky stuff. It gotta be over hard.
All right, so you like toast or bagel?
Toast.
Okay. All
right. It's bagels over here.
Yeah, it's bagels over here too, bro. It's bagels over here. I gotta have a good bagel with some cream cheese and jelly, bro.
Might as well get a biscuit if I get a bagel.
Hey, those
English muffins, man. My fat ass will be at McDonald's for a McMuffin. First thing.
Growing up, I hated them shit. If that was in the house, my mom, no, I eat them. You don't got to worry about me eating that shit. I ain't eating that shit, bro.
Hey, the croissant sandwich at Burger King, slept on.
Yeah, it was good. My college. The croissants, yeah.
So what are you listening to? What's in the headphones before a game? What kind of music do you listen to?
Rap, right before the game. Leading up,
you got a go-to artist?
Say again?
You got a go-to artist or anything like that?
I got a few of them. On the playlist is Future. It's Young Dolph. It's Key Glock. It's Jay-Z. It's a big variety of rappers, you know.
I said the same thing.
You said all that. You from Texas and you not named one Texas rapper, bro.
Sauce Walker on my playlist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think it might have been Fajoco. It might have been somebody else that we talked to. You got to get some Kevin Gates. You got to get Gates in there, man.
You know, he was on my playlist, my college playlist, but it's kind of changed. I feel like I've been listening to the same music for a while.
Yeah, he's a little different now. He's on this spiritual journey and shit. But yeah. See, old Gates, it doesn't matter what mood you're in. You was in the mood to make love. He had a song. You were in the mood to sell crack. He had a song. You're in the mood to fight. He had a song. He had it all.
Yeah.
So I listened to a lot of 2014 to 2016 Gates. Before he went to jail.
Changed his life over, man. So, yeah, man, Daniel, we'll switch it over a little bit. Ain't gonna hold you too much longer. I'm gonna get into this football. Tough questions, football wise, man. Tell us a little bit in the defense. Are you more of a what you like playing? A one technique, three technique, five? You know,
I like the three technique. You know, a lot more one on one with that guard. I feel like that's what I like the most. That's what I'm best at.
What's your go to move?
I go with the long arm or you know a swipe.
Yeah, I can kind of just tell from looking at you, you're more like the three tech. Like Sean's that old school nose tackle, right? Like I'm going to run into the center as hard as I fucking can. But you look like you got a little bit more of the agility and all that. Hey, we got another guest popped in here.
Hey, D.Y., you better tell him I got that agility, man. They sleep on me. I got that agility. I got that.
That was back in the day, man.
Mobile and agile.
That's kind of where the league's going anyway. Like you obviously you need your run stuffers and stuff, but you gotta have those three techniques that can get back there and rush the passer with as much as everybody's dropping back.
Most definitely.
You gotta be quick too. You're going after Dak, you're going after Hurts, so you gotta be ready.
Yeah, that's another thing. I mean, how does it feel? You know, going against some good division, a good division, man. I mean, I know that's the goal for the team to try to win the division, but. Defensively, I mean, do you feel like you guys have what it takes to try to, you know, dominate the divisions? Because everybody keeps talking about Eagles, Dallas. I feel like you guys are the sleeper. Nobody's talking about you guys right now.
You know, it feels good going into the division, playing against those guys.
That kind of cut off. I don't know what Sean just did.
That was my fault.
But, yeah, I mean, you got speed. You know, you're going after guys like that. And Danny Dimes, man, Daniel Jones will sneak up with you every now and then. That motherfucker busts out like a 65-yard run.
Definitely will.
Nah, most definitely, man. That's crazy, too, man. Another thing, too, man, that's crazy to your teammate, man. Condolences, you know, prayers for your teammate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they try to carjack him or something like that, right? It's crazy like that out there in D.C., man. I mean, Virginia and all that, man.
Man, I'm not sure what went down, but I'm just glad my guy's good. You know, I stay in the house, so, you know, I wouldn't know. But, yeah, he made it out all right. Nothing serious.
Yeah, man, that story was crazy. It's, I don't know, man. It's wild, man. That everything kind of gets brought to a bigger light, obviously, when it's an NFL player. But everything's expected to go okay, right? Like, he's going to be good.
Most definitely.
Good. I think he's actually like still on the team, right? Like he made the 53.
Yeah,
they kept him on the 53.
Yeah.
I'm glad that all worked out, man. You see a lot of crazy stuff happening in the league, man. I don't I mean, shit happens like that every day, but obviously when it's somebody in the spotlight, you're going to see it a little bit more. But yeah, I'm glad that, you know, nothing crazy happened and he's able to move forward. Are you looking into, you know, when you get into the locker room, now that you've made it through camp, you've made it through the preseason, everybody that's there knows they're there. Is there like, what's the energy like in the locker room? Is it different? Is it like less tense, a little bit more laid back, or is it even more focused, or, you know, maybe a little bit of both?
Going into the season, definitely more focused. Yeah.
There might be like a day or two where everybody's like, all right, cool, we made it, but then it's locked in. Or is it just like, all right, I made it, lock in? Is there no time to just like breathe that sigh of relief?
You know, we don't have a game this first week. So, you know, it's everybody's, you know, some young guys taking it in, some guys like myself taking it in for a little bit, but you know, as soon as next week hit, you know, you dial it in even more. Still get our first game.
So y'all, it's got to be fun too. Oh, go ahead, Sean.
No, my fault. No, I'm saying y'all. So, how y'all doing it for the weekend? Are y'all practicing, or we got to get a couple days off? What are y'all doing? Got you.
Get the cookouts and all that in, one little holiday weekend before everything gets back rolling.
Staying around, yeah.
Man, knowing Daniel ain't gonna be nowhere in the cookout. Daniel gonna be somewhere with a band stretching, rolling out. I promise you that. Or trying to go.
It shows that he's in here, but I need his camera to come on. It shows that he's in here, but his camera's not on. Same as Daniel would have. I'm gonna send him a text, see if I can help him out.
So, you know. But yeah, man. So far, being in the league, who can you say has been the biggest offensive player you went against? Like the toughest, hardest old lineman you can say?
Tyron Smith, no doubt.
Tyron Smith?
Yeah.
Hands down? Why? What makes him so special? Just curious.
No. He can move. He's strong. He's stout. His IQ, his football IQ for the game, you know, one of the best offensive tackles. So, you know, he's been around for a while. He's seen many rushes. So he kind of, you know, he can break stuff down. You know, he's just one of the bigger, stronger, more mobile in offensive tackles.
So basically, when he gets his hands on you, you ain't no getting out of it. Yeah. Eat your cornbread. That's just how it is, huh? Going against him, right?
Yeah.
Totally understand, man. So one more thing, Drew, like, you got one more question for him before you go?
I've kind of covered a little bit, but hold on, we gotta get him on the screen together here real quick. We got Dietrich in here too.
We got the
camera was on. There he is.
Whoa, hold on. Let me check the hair out. What's going on?
You're on mute, man. It won't let me unmute you. You might have to hit the button. There he is.
This is called camp.
It's called camp life.
Yeah.
Camp
life. He's working right now.
It'd be different. Yeah. That's what it looked like. That's what it is.
Yeah, you look like you're in the gym right now.
No, I'm not in the gym, but I'm definitely where people eat at. I put it that way.
Man, he ain't in the gym, man. Thank you for chiming in. Hey, congratulations on making the roster, you know what I mean? I mean, I know you wasn't worried about it, but congratulations on making it on the roster, man, with the Patriots. What year is this for you now? Year six, right?
Yes.
All right.
I'm always grateful for the opportunity, though. I mean, Every year comes with different surprises, but I'm always grateful and that I made the team this year. So, putting in work, you know.
All right. It looks like you and Wally World on Target. So, what kind of items? Since we're talking about food, we're just talking about food. So, are you getting some snacks for the D-line room, or are you getting some snacks?
No, I'm coming up my guys right now. We have a little banquet tomorrow, and they needed some stuff, so I'm just taking them to some stores so they can get some odds and ends and everything.
Okay, that's another thing people don't know about the Wise Brother. They have this, the Wise Up Dynamics. They put on football camp. Been putting it on for the last 3-4 years. Yes. Here in the Dallas area. It's for O-line and D-linemen. Tell us about Wise Dynamics, both of y'all, either one of y'all. Just tell us.
So Wise Up is a foundation that we have where we love to inspire people, inspire youth and military through educational events. And right now we have a big man camp called Wise Big Man Camp where Sean is definitely one of our coaches. And what we do is we like to pretty much help offense and defensive linemen because there isn't any camps out there for them. And we just want to pretty much provide resources and opportunities for them to further their game and their knowledge of the game. And we also have a few programs here to help them get scholarships or help them get seen more. So that's kind of what we do with the Wise Big Man Camp. We have other things like mentorship programs. There's one that Dan holds called Hot Meals for Vets. It's where we go to the VA hospital in Dallas and we give them hot meals and food around the holiday season. And we have a few more things in the works right there. And that's kind of a little small thing that we do. We have a little a bridge to trade program that just opened up where we talk to kids and show them that there's other opportunities to further your career, further your lifestyle other than going to college. So we introduce them to trades where they know that trading is because obviously we all know that college isn't for everybody.
Yeah, most definitely.
College people have college debt. That's why it's this whole thing going on now with the whole college student loan stuff. But we would like to definitely show kids that you can get into trades and also have a very prosperous career as well. So we like to do a lot of different things. Like I said, we have some things coming up here pretty soon. So,
all right. Now with that program, are y'all doing it in Dallas or are y'all doing it in New England or Virginia?
Most definitely. The Bridge to Trade is in Boston right now.
Okay.
It's kind of like a pilot program, seeing how we all run it, seeing how it's done. And then in the future,
we'll try to move it to Dallas and Wisconsin. Okay.
Most definitely.
I really like that, man. I really like all of that, honestly, because you see all these wide receiver camps, these quarterback camps and all that. You know, this is the three-point stance. We're about the big guys up front. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and on the other side, I think that, you know, I'm not like an anti-college dude. I didn't go to college. Luckily, I was able to, you know, I carved out a pretty good – I'm not no NFL dude, don't get me wrong, but I got a good life. But, you know, everybody's pushed college. But, yeah, it's not for everybody. I never even applied to a school. I was going to waste a lot of my time and a lot of somebody's money if I went. So I just, you know, and you know, but I was never pushed to a trade, you know, like that. And I think that, you know, that – Not pushing people, but just showing them, like, man, you don't have to go to college and get a degree if you don't think it's for you. And, you know, the people that learn those trades are the people that keep everything running around here. Like, you know, I don't call the guy that has a business administration degree if my pipe bursts in my basement. Like, I call the tradesman. So, you know, just as much as we need college degrees and all that, we need the tradesmen. So I think that's awesome that you guys do that. And does anything like that reach to Washington where you're at right now, Danny? You got anything going in Washington yet? Or are you guys still working on kind of expanding those?
Still working on trying to expand out here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, first things first, like, let's make this team. Let's get things going. So I think it's awesome. Now, do we have any Wise Brothers meetups this year? Does New England play Washington this year?
Nah, we don't.
Nah, That was last year, right?
That was in the preseason last year.
Yeah, it was preseason last
year. I was hoping to watch that one. I always like the brothers, you know, playing against each other.
But yeah.
Except for when it's the Watts, man. I get so tired of it. I'm not trying to slander nobody, but they can show somebody else on the camera.
Basically, he's trying to say the brothers don't get no love, man. The brothers don't get no love. That's what he's trying to say, man. The brothers don't
It's all good, man.
But nah, man, we'll let you get back to doing what you was doing, man. I'm glad you do what you do in the community and appreciate you coming on. We ain't gonna hold both of you no longer, man. We just appreciate you just coming on. And I want to have you guys on later on in the season. Tell us a little bit more about what's going on and check in with you guys.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you for having
me. Hey, if you guys play the Bengals, man, you can take some plays off. It's not a big deal.
I don't think we have.
I don't know about that one.
I know we got New England.
Hey, that's the game we're going to get a sack. Hey, Dietrich, that's the game we're going to get some sacks.
Most definitely. You already know. Exactly.
Hey, man, all right. If you got to do it, just be easy on him, man. Like, take it, you know, lay him down gently.
It's no promises, but I see what I can do.
I'm just saying, if you get tired, man, it's a big third down. You're out there. You can just take a breath and just don't.
We got incentives in the contract, baby. We got to get to ourselves. We try to get this money. Yeah, we got bonuses, baby.
I know he heard who Kevin Gates is. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't get tired over here.
perfect. All right, man. Just let him down gently if you get your hands on him. Man,
for sure.
All right, fellas. Y'all
man, Washington took him out 2 years ago. Shit, I just thought about that. Damn.
I wasn't there, but yeah.
Hey, still, every time I see it get hit, I'm like, "You gonna stand up?"
Yeah, you're right. I'm
okay. Yeah, thank you guys.
Yeah, man, it was a pleasure to talk to you guys, man. Good luck this season. You know, first things first, hope you both stay healthy. Everything goes good for you at the end of the year. And, yeah, man, hopefully maybe back mid-season, bye weeks or something, we can have you guys back on here and talk about how things are going.
All right, man. One love, fellas.
Peace. Thank you.
Yep. All right, now. Y'all have a good one now. Thank you for having us on.
You too, man.
Podcast.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir. So man, that was good stuff. It was awesome to have both the brothers on too. I thought we was only gonna get Daniel. So Dietrich coming in was awesome too. It's the perk of that group text.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, so as we get towards wrapping this thing up, man, tell me this: what is your week one like? What do you have any traditions for week one? You know, now that you're not playing anymore, that you do, or do you go to games like?
I'm just gonna, you know, kind of like you, sit and watch all the games. I'm gonna be glued into the front of the TV from from the minute games start at 12 here, my time. You know what I mean?
And man, the best is those days where you wake up and that London game starts at 9 o'clock Eastern.
Yes, and you get to watch some, you know, get to watch.
I'm on the couch from 9 a.m. until 11:30 when the Sunday night game's over. Like, my whole family knows. Don't ask me to do shit on Sunday. Like, that's not it. I got all these TVs and all this shit. Like, I am watching football. That's really the big week one tradition we have. Me and a few of my friends get together. There's a bunch of food. There's all the games on and all that. So, I can't wait, man. It's. There's just nothing like it. There's nothing like NFL football. I'm a Michigan fan. I like college, but like, it's just not the same as NFL football to me. Like, that's just my number one. So I can't wait. I think we really hit on pretty much everything. I don't know if you got anything else. You know, we're approaching hour.
I just hopefully see what my fantasy league, see how it's gonna look like and all that. Like a shout out, like the water company, Evermore, one of the sponsors that's been sponsoring me with water, sponsored the show, has been sponsoring our players right now. And been doing some stuff in the community. So shout out to them. And then
I have to try that.
And then shout out to Cookie Society, another one of the sponsors that, you know, get the cookies. They gotta get them to get you some cookies sent out there to you too, man.
I know, man. They're not in my area yet, but actually when we were up in Michigan last weekend, we were trying to go to the other cookie company that's getting all this big hype right now. I wasn't gonna say it, but
I seen Jeff earlier today. Jeff now said, I mean, I'm actually gonna get some cookies from Crumble and do a little skit with some cookies from his and do some funny on TikTok or something.
Well, Crumble was sold out of everything or closed at 5:30 on a Saturday. It's my fiance's birthday. We're trying to get some cookies. So Crumble's on the shit list for me right now. So I need Cookie Society
but they deliver too. I mean, it shipped too though. So it's good shipping and everything. Like, I don't have been out of town, left my cookies in the box for about 2 weeks for sure. Came back and the cookies still fucking fresh, bro.
Really? That's crazy.
No, but and I'm not even over exaggerating, just saying that to say that shit, like real live serious.
Hey, you know I like to eat, man. Jeff needs like a taste tester from a different region or something. Just send that box up here.
Nah, most definitely. So shoot. Yeah. Other than that, man, that's a wrap for episode number 2, man. We're gonna try to get the shows out daily starting after week 1. After week 1, we don't have enough this week for holiday. Everybody have a joy holiday. Shoot, we're going to get to stay rolling, man, and try to stay consistent and keep the show going and try to have a guest every week if we can.
Try to get in here, like, yeah, you know, midweek, review the last week, get everybody ready for the week coming up, you know, just kind of get it all knocked out. So, yeah, man, these guests are always awesome. That was cool for me because I didn't know anybody was coming on until we started. So you always kind of surprised me. I don't have a chance to prepare, write no questions down or anything. And I like it that way because I think
– that's why, because it's raw that way, man. I like everything raw. Fuck a script. If we wanted to be scripted, man, we'd be on ESPN right now.
Right, exactly. Yes, sir. So, yeah, we will see you guys in here next time. Get ready for week 1. Hopefully, you know, the Wise Brothers get everything rolling. Everybody stays healthy. You know, all the players that you represent have good years. And we can just, you know, I like this. Doing this with you gives me other guys to root for that I might not, you know.
Oh, yeah, man.
Look at Wise. I talked to him 2 weeks ago. So that's cool, too. So, yeah, man, we'll be back. Thanks for tuning in. And the Bengals are winning the Super Bowl.
Technical difference. It's going down.